Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Christ's temptation, Satan's detour from God's plan. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, the needs of the flesh. Let's read those verses of our text, Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Considering the temptation of Jesus Christ, keep in mind four factors. The temptation followed Jesus' baptism. The question, how will we live our new life as believers? The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. God will be with us in all our trials. The identity as God's son was never in question. At issue was how he would express it. In his humanity, capable of sin. In his divinity, incapable of sin. Adam was human. Jesus is human and divine. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15 tells us that, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." Jesus' ability to identify with all our weaknesses is in the human reality that he could be tempted, not in whether he is capable of sin or not. And then the fourth is the Lord triumphed and began his ministry. We have hope of overcoming and serving. Those facts are important to be aware of. Well, the scene. Well, 40 days in the wilderness by the Holy Spirit's leadership, praying and fasting, communicating with the Father regarding his ministry. This is clear by the way the devil chose to tempt him. We also need to seek the Father for our own ministry, expressing our identity, how to live for Christ, presenting the gospel, attracting, discipling the converts, and the means we use to fulfill his calling. Satan always attempts to turn times of decision to his advantage. He tried to get Jesus to take a detour from God's plan. When did he show up? Well, at Jesus' point of weakness. What's key? The devil's attack was an attempt to get Jesus to make meeting physical needs the very center of his ministry. What a great strategy for the devil to work from. What are the dynamics of this first temptation? Well, it begins with focusing on people's genuine needs. The Lord could identify with hungry people. He just finished a long fast. The devil tempted him to focus in at this point. It was a powerful appeal. Why not use his power to feed people? So many hungry ones, he could eliminate all hunger. What's wrong with doing a deed like that? Droughts and famines were common. Day labor was normal work. When there were no crops or work, there was no food. Humanitarian aid or free food, and it would bring many to Jesus too. Listen, there are elements of truth here. We still wrestle with this temptation in the church today. It makes us feel good to be doing good deeds. What could be wrong with this approach to ministry? Well, it leads to treating them as the ultimate need. Satan tried to get Jesus to act as if food was the most important thing in life. What would have happened if he had given in? Physical needs would have first place. And we tend to give ourselves to what we view as most important. Worshipping physical things rather than worshipping God. It was idolatry then, and it is still idolatry today. Satan always tempts us to focus on the created instead of the creator. This temptation can be overcome. How? By following the example of Jesus. We can't deny the reality of human physical needs. Look at Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 down to verse 40. And then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." And then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." The Lord expects us to meet needs, but salvation is most important. Satan would tempt us to argue about this issue. Jesus didn't argue the point, but expressed conviction. He cited scripture, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Jesus stood on conviction and preach the gospel of the kingdom. Do you share Jesus' conviction? If not, you will give in to this temptation of Satan. Salvation is the foundation of lordship. The choice is Satan's detours, or that's the choice. The choice is Satan's detours or God's way. The things of God must be central in your life. Social ministries are to be acts of obedience and compassion in Jesus' name, flowing out of commitment. Preaching the gospel is first. Meeting physical needs is second. The devil tries to get us to invert the priorities of ministry. Jesus refused to do it, and so must we. You think about that as we begin this study, and you have a great day.